I have a little motto which doubles as a joke that'll only start an article if I'm 80% done with it already. Well, how does that make sense? Because if you're going to write consistently, you can't start every single article from scratch. And by that, I mean no research. You haven't even thought about this topic yet, which is implicitly what we're taught to do in school. It's crazy. Day one, you go to class, some new room, you're seeing a bunch of new faces, you haven't met these people, new teacher, and you're handed a syllabus about a topic that a lot of times you don't know much about. And you spend the entire semester building up your knowledge for the big and the important essay at the end of the semester that's going to constitute a huge portion of your grade that semester. And so the end of the semester is coming up, finals week is coming, bum, 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 and you pull these all-nighters in the library. And I remember when I was in college, I used to go with my friend Jamie. We'd say, okay, this is a big night for work. We'd go to the dining hall at 6 p.m. We'd chug a big coffee, and then we would buy these five-hour energy drinks, these little bottles that we would chug to keep ourselves awake. And then end of the semester would inevitably come. We'd turn in our essay at the end. We'd get our grades back, see all that red marking for all the things we got wrong, maybe a B plus on the top of the essay, and then we'd basically throw it away. We'd take the piece of paper. We would literally crumple it up, and then we would put it in the trash can, and we wouldn't even save the essay that we wrote digitally on our computer. I have no idea where they are, but writing on the internet is different. You can't be thinking like this if you're going to be writing well and if you're going to do it consistently. You can't be starting articles from scratch all the time. You actually have to change how you think about research. And the way that I think about this, the way that I've worked this out for myself, is that really there's two kinds of research. There's ambient research and there's active research. And school actually does a tremendous job of teaching us how to do active research. But ambient research is the thing that's going to liberate you as an online writer. Writing without notes is like building a campfire without a pile of wood, where every single time you run out of fuel, the fire's getting low, you need to get away from the fire, you need to run to the forest and go find more wood, bring it all the way back. And you don't need to do that when you're writing. You can build a note-taking system, and by being able to write from abundance, you can keep that fire burning. So what is ambient research? Ambient research is basically a thing called living, where what you're doing is you're just tweaking how you live, how you're going out into the world, how you're traveling, how you're having conversations with friends and experiencing your day-to-day life. You're tweaking it by like 5%. You're saying, if I'm going to have these ideas, then I'm going to capture them. And what you realize is that researching and living can be the same thing, in that when it comes to being a writer, you don't need to just sit in a room all day in order to write. You don't need to like just pound on the keyboard over and over waiting for the idea to come. No, you can go out and be active. You can actually go travel the world and justify more time away from the computer, have more fun, have more freedom in your life, and live a healthier, more active lifestyle, which is what we really want. We don't just want to be sitting on the computer all day. We want to get out and live. And so you can think of your experiences like a research and development budget for your mind, where you don't need to lock yourself in a cold or dark room or pull all-nighters in order to write well. That's what I thought. That's why I used to do that when I was in school. But because we're told that active research is so important, you end up saying things like, you know what? I just don't have enough time to write, David. I get what you're saying, but I don't have the time. I got kids. I'm working hard. I got this commute. I don't have the time. Look, I get your frustration, and I've been there, which is why I figured this out, because I've been there. And yeah, if you rely on active research for everything you write, it's going to take forever. You're going to come up with some new concept. You're going to say, oh, that's interesting. And then you're going to go buy a bunch of books, and you're going to start your research there. But look, there's a solution. You need a system that's going to free up your attention instead of taking it away. You need a system where going out and living your ordinary life, you're going to passively compound ideas for yourself that's going to make writing way easier. Look, I only write for 90 minutes a day. That's it. And a lot of days, I don't end up writing for that long. But because of this system, because I have gotten good at ambient research, I spend tons of time outside traveling and deep conversations with friends because I've found a way to write while also being able to do the things I love to do. And that's what I want to help you with. Because if you're able to do that, not only will you be able to both write more while spending less time at the computer, not feel so trapped by this goal, this desire to write, but you'll actually think better and have more ideas. And then you just got to be capturing those ideas when you're out and about. So write down your epiphanies when you have them. Put them in a centralized note-taking system. You don't need to write every single thing about your day. It's just about coming home and saying, hey, what were the two or three things that I came up with? It's about being at a dinner and just writing something on your arm, three words that are going to help you remember an idea that was interesting that you spoke about, an idea that you came up with, or anything like that. And as you write, once you're writing from abundance, you'll get to a place where ideas begin to just click for you. Now, when they do, what ends up happening is you already have the majority of your work done. So I'll give you an example. I'm working right now on this piece called What Happens When You Make a Golf Swing. And I came up with the idea for this piece just one day while I was out on a walk. I was like, wow, wouldn't that be a fascinating essay? And I've been interested in the golf swing, the biomechanics, the physics, the psychology of it for years. And I've read thousands and thousands of words about it, multiple books. And because I had saved my highlights from those books, and because I had written down a recording of two or three things every single time I played that I was struggling with, I now have a log of the last half a decade worth of my thoughts on what happens when you make a golf swing. And so something that would have taken me hours to outline, maybe weeks I would have had to read books, took me 60 minutes. I came up with about a 10,000 word outline by speaking into my phone, by then coming back on my computer, just constructing some things together, and the whole structure just came to me. Seriously, I went from weeks or months worth of work to an hour worth of work because I had been deliberate about my ambient research. And what I've realized is that in school, we learn this system of active research first, write second. Spend all semester compiling ideas for that big essay at the end of the semester. With online writing, you basically want to flip that. You want to write first and do active research second. Why? What's the problem with active research? Well, it's expensive. It's costly. What do you think of when you think of active research? You think of hours doing work consecutively, not being able to do anything else at that time, a lot of wasted time, because research is the kind of thing where maybe 1, 2% of everything you read ends up making it to the final piece. You don't want that. And what you would rather do is say, what are the things I'm already doing and how do I just capture more from that? So don't get me wrong, you're going to need to do active research just like school, but do it at the end to fill in the gaps in your thinking that ambient research didn't quite get to, and wait until you're just about to publish where you need maybe a statistic here, a quote there, a little image there. Wait till then to do your active research rather than doing it and front loading it all the way at the beginning. And I've learned through experience that most writers don't necessarily have more good ideas than most people. That really isn't the thing that makes good writing. What makes good writing is knowing how to recognize your epiphanies and get in the habit of writing them down, go out and live, and then you're collecting experiences there, you're doing it passively, and then by writing them down, you're not losing them. You're doing a good job with ambient research, so by the time you sit down to the page, stuff's easy. And then what happens is you sit down, you have the idea, you're 80% done with the article, you've collected the key ideas, you've lived the stories you want to talk about, you've already structured the piece in your head. Then you pop into your notes, you say, okay, what are some ideas that I've had in the past? What are some quotes and statistics I've already collected? And then you bring those into your piece, you do an outline, you're 80% done with your piece, you do some of the writing, and then maybe that last 5%, that's when the active research comes in. That's when you say, you know what? I'm writing this piece about the golf swing. I don't have a great sense of how the latest technology and biomechanics is functioning. Now I'm going to go read an article or two about that. Then I'll bring that into the piece. But that's the stuff that takes forever. So if you can get good at writing first and doing active research second, rather than like school doing a bunch of active research first and writing second, you can get out into the world, live a better and more meaningful life, take your best epiphanies, turn them into writing, and begin to see your life as the research project that it's always been.